It's easy to call the skyrocketing prices of generic drugs a simple case of greed on the part of manufacturers. But Jeremy Green, an internal medicine physician at Johns Hopkins and author of a recent book on the subject, says the problem is really one of multiple stages in the life of a drug.
What I would call this is the problem of this third phase in the life of biomedical technologies. The first phase is when it's newly new, patent protected, and innovators are recouping their costs and it's high prices, but people are excited about it. The second phase, this generic pipeline, when it's newly old and the generic industry is rushing in to compete and drive prices down. There is a third phase when a drug simply is old and it's less attractive. Fewer and fewer manufacturers might make it. So some drugs that we would never have thought would have become expensive, old antibiotics that are very useful are suddenly thousands of dollars instead of pennies a pill.
Green says some kind of federal oversight to preserve availability of these drugs would likely be helpful. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.